In this video, I'll be focusing on an article in the latest Sunday Times. It is currently late in the day, just near sunset of the it's the 30th of January, Monday, 2023. And I'm in the northeastern suburbs, in fact, at Success Hill Reserve in my car, just having spent 5 hours almost, 4.5 hours helping babysit my grandsons, because their mother is really unwell at the moment, my daughter. And I am E.K. Lippenmeyer, as you know, E.K. the Urban Yeti channel, my channel. Now, the gift that keeps on giving, this utter rag, the Sunday Times, I'm speaking of the January 29th edition yesterday, and from the inside I've pulled out news page 33, and Ben O'Shea filling in for Ben Harvey's usual page that he has here. Well, I say page, I've always got an ad down the bottom. A lot of ad revenue keeps this rag alive. Now, Ben O'Shea, my word, he, as I pointed out in a previous critique, not that long back, or a flashing battery, I might be able to excuse his drivel from the appearance that he's barely out of shorts and barely out of primary school. So it could be a matter of his youthfulness. But if he knows that what he's saying is wrong and just he's promoting big farmers' line and big government, big officialdom, big control, corporate overlords, I'll be kind of devastated. I'm going to assume he's innocent, and my disclaimer is when I cast negative aspersions upon anyone I name and any group I allude to in an article like a video like this and others, I'm expressing my opinion, which I'm entitled to, and they're entitled to their own opinions about me. So I might be completely wrong when I cast negative aspersions over motives and ethics and so on with these people. And if I mention any medical, anything that sounds like a medical piece of advice, I'm not giving medical advice, I'm not a doctor, do your own research and take your own responsibility. So take a look at the headline, Ben O'Shea, anti-vaxxers, so popular title, a popular word, for people like me, are real dropkicks. They want you to think this star is dead. So it's on that, is it Damar Hamlin, the recent sports star who had a collapse, and he's a leader up here. The big social media platforms have allowed this kind of idiocy to fester. So Ben seems to me to be trying to outdo, he's probably an idol of his, the illustrious John Flint, who I critique often from the Sunday Times and occasionally the West Australian, both owned by Seven West Media here in Western Australia. I don't, I don't subscribe to, many years back, the West Australian 6 day a week newspaper anymore, because I don't want to waste what little money I've got on that rag. But my wife and I have been getting the Sunday Times every week as a delivery for a long time for the TV book. It was the cheapest way to get a TV guide. Not that there's a lot of use on the TV, but I do, JK gets, you know, sort of things she's interested in, which are a little fluffier and lighter than what I'm interested in. But I do wade my way through some interesting documentaries and current affairs programs that allow me to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going through our television, free-to-air television. But Ben O'Shea appears to me to be trying to match the infamous, illustrious senior journalist John Flint, who has pumped out so much big pharma aligned and proved by big pharma and the corporate overlords, etc. Big evil, big control, big government, big medicine, big business, you name it, big education. Line. He's trying, it seems to me, to match John Flint. And I mean, he's giving him a bit of a run for his money. I wonder does Ben O'Shea have a little statue or something of his idol and mentor possibility, of course, I don't know, John Flint, that he keeps under his pillow and kisses it at night on the way to sleep or rubs it or something. Who knows? However, I'll get on with this critique. So, am I still recording? I am, but the battery will probably give out. They want you to think this star is dead was the minor headline, anti-vaxxers are real dropkicks. The following column will not label anti-vaxxers as idiots, mostly because, quoting, anti-vaxxer idiot is a tautology and journalists are taught to avoid them. To be honest, I like to avoid anti-vaxxers too, but that's proving to be a lot harder ever since COVID-19 saw the exponential increase of what was once a small cohort of buffoons. Well, we've got a fair bit of material in these first two paragraphs, short paragraphs here. Look, I haven't looked up tautology later. I've looked it up a few times over the years, a good word. So, look, I'll just remain in the dark for a little while. Exactly. He's probably used the word very well there. But I take my glasses off and I want to keep referring to my commentary here. So my eyes aren't as good as they used to be. But anti-vaxxers, he said twice anti-vaxxers. Very convenient label, anti-vaxxers, when really he should be using vaccine skeptic or vaccine hesitant, vaccine researcher, vaccine curious, vaccine wise, vaccine informed. There's many other much more accurate terms for at least a highly significant proportion of people who choose for no medical reason, no overtly likelihood of, you know, anaphylactic shock or something reason for avoiding vaccines. The others of us who are avoiding them for using the precautionary principle, there's a lot of other much more better terms, Ben O'Shea, to use, and your apparent mentor and idol, John Flint, than anti-vaxxer. There must be some among those who are avoiding by choice vaccines and injections who you could call anti-vaxxers, so they've not put any thought into it is the implication, and they just label every single injection in the vaccine as, so I'm just not going to look at it, not going to go near it, not going to research it, just avoid it altogether, with no thought, no research, which is not really a wise thing to do our research. There may be a few out there, few vaccines that are going to save far more lives and disability, etc., and long-term health effects or permanent health effects than the side effects cause. So I'm certainly not an anti-vaxxer, you get my point. And back to that other word he used a week or two or three back, buffoon. Once a small cohort of buffoons, that's us anti-vaxxers, by his reckoning, COVID-19 has seen an exponential increase. I know it's still... Oh, okay. It was a simpler time back then, folks, when anti-vaxxers were relatively rare. Where are we? And exclusively focused on keeping their children from being protected against preventable disease. Wow. Ben, you've really made another fool. It's another example of making a fool of yourself. I'll change my battery, I'll get out on the bonnet and get a bit more light and keep going.